from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Right now, though, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Listen, as we gear for the NFL season, we're getting ready for the college football season as well. Today, the top 25 AP comes out. Surprise, surprise, Georgia is atop of the poll. And I want to start there, Connor, as Connor Riley joins us from Dog Nation. I don't know if it's just become expected. Dog fans see their team, you know, every year in one or two or one or – and, you know, Kirby says, listen, we don't look at that stuff. And I asked you this a couple of weeks ago. But does this put more pressure on the Dogs to get off to the start that we expect them to against Clemson now that the AP poll has come out?
I don't think so. I think this team understands the sort of world that they live in where, you know, this is a Georgia team. They've only lost to Alabama since the end of the 2020 season. Like, that's the only program to beat them. They know that. Every week they go out there, it's the opposing team's Super Bowl, and that they have to play at least at a very high level, and if not to their best level, to win on a week-in, week-out basis. I know there are some people out there that think Ohio State should have been the number one team after the offseason they had, but I think this Georgia team understands the expectations. They're going to say all the right things publicly and say they're not motivated after how things turned out last year, but they know they were one of the four best teams on that last Saturday, and because they lost to Alabama, and they would readily tell you this as well, because they lost that game, they say they probably didn't deserve to be in the playoff. But this year, with a 12-team playoff, with the talent that they have, even at some of the question marks that they have to face, one of those being a very difficult schedule, this is a team that expects at the end of the year to be the number one ranked team, in addition to being the number one ranked team to start the year.
Our man Connor Riley, guys, with us here on the WayForward.com hotline live from Hooters in Marlow, Georgia. So I guess if you're a big money booster who sits behind the glass at Sanford, you got to watch practice over the weekend. And, of course, you know, those boosters, Connor, they're going to talk.
Yes, they are.
And then word comes out that Kirby was really getting after it and getting after some of the players and on both sides of the ball, it sounded like.
Yeah, this is just sort of the world we live in nowadays. You're paying for access, and so you get to see practice. And it was a hot one here on Saturday in Sanford Stadium. A lot of players, I think, showed out. Obviously, the veterans, your Carson Becks, look good out there, which you always want to see. But I think one of the guys that has really become a major talking point and one of the big takeaways from the early part of August, this Georgia running back room, and Nate Frazier in particular, freshman out of California, played for that storied modern-day program. With him in there, he's got an extra gear that I don't know if anyone else in this Georgia running back room has. When you add him – add Trevor Etienne, Branson Robinson ahead of schedule. And this was a running back room where I think a month ago most people felt like, okay, the addition of Etienne, you have some freshmen, we'll see what they got out of there. So far through camp, this is a running back room that sort of resembles the running back rooms of old where you had Nick Chubb and Sony Michel and DeAndre Swift back in 2017 or even, you know, 2014 when Todd Gurley and Nick Chubb shared a backfield together. It's early, and yes, they have some questions to the wide receiver position in addition to some talent there. But this is a running back room that feels like a closer step to what we saw at the early part of the Kirby Smart era rather than what we have seen in recent years with Todd Monken in control of the offense.
What should we know about Mike Bobo at this point? Tell us something that you feel like Dog fans maybe don't know, or how has he added to this offense? How has he improved Carson Beck? What do you think his message is, and where are we at with Bobo?
Yeah, one, I think it's important. Like, there are people out there that are going to believe that Mike Bobo is never going to win, that they're always going to have an issue with him. And like, there's nothing short of winning a national championship. And even then, I think if Georgia wins a national championship, which I do, as we sit here today on August 12th, expect them to do this year, people are going to say, oh, well, they won in spite of Mike Bobo. So Ignoring those people and getting them out of the way, the rational conversation about Mike Bobo. Last year he came in and, yes, had to replace Todd Monken, a great offensive nine, now the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. Georgia averaged 40 points a game last season. They're one of two programs in the country to average 40 points a game in each of the last two seasons. USC was one, and Georgia's the other one there. And it's a offense that is always going to look different. And part of that is Kirby Smart and what he looks for and what he wants. But this is a team similar to what we see at the NFL level. They use a lot of pre-snap motion. They try to get their athletes in space, move them around, get them in advantageous positions, because the reality is Georgia has better athletes than most teams in college football. And so, yes, the Alabama game, Mike Bobo wasn't happy with how that went. He owned that in the bowl game last year, and to a degree, he still had to own that. I think part of that is, you know, Amarius Mims goes down early in that game. Brock Bowers wasn't healthy. Ladd McConkey wasn't healthy. Injuries aren't an excuse, but that's just sort of what they were dealing with that day. And if you look at him and the work that he does over the course of the full season, implementing new clips, implementing, you know, RPOs and things like that, this is a very modern offense, and it's a very different offense, even than when he was here last as the offensive coordinator at Georgia. So going into year two with Carson and building an offense around him, because I do believe he is the offense's best player, he's going to find ways to get the most out of Carson while continuing to add elements like a deep vertical passing attack that they weren't quite comfortable with a season ago.
Our man Connor Riley, guys from Dog Nation, you're talking about the Dogs. Got to talk about some jackets, too, because Brent Key doing a big, big job on recruiting the number two offensive tackle in the country.
Yes.
They steal him from Ohio State. I know a couple other folks, Florida State, were looking at him as well, a kid named Josh Petty. But what can you tell me about the Christian Garrett kid from I guess, right there near Athens? And he's going to be going to Tech, or is that not confirmed yet?
Yeah, he's still undecided. He decommits from Georgia last night, but it sounds like Georgia Tech is in the prime position to land Garrett when he ultimately makes his decision there. And look, Brent Key, not a sexy hire. He was on staff there under Jeff Collins. Jeff Collins flamed out in spectacular fashion. And it's a meat and potatoes kind of guy, but Brent Key worked at Alabama under Nick Saban, you know, with never overlapped with Kirby Smart. But I think he has shown an understanding of, like, what he wants to build in a program. He's done, I think, a really good job in the transfer portal. He's done a really good job identifying the right types of players that fit that Tech program who can come in early and play an important role. And I think that was a big selling point to Josh Petty. You hear so much about alignment and the importance of having an athletic director and a coach with that kind of vision. Brent Key fits that. And what I enjoy hearing as a native Georgian, you know, the way that he talks about that rivalry with Georgia, he's not afraid. He's not afraid to talk up Kirby Smart. He's not afraid to talk about how much he hates Georgia. And to me, that kind of shows that he gets it at Tech, that he understands the culture at Tech and what is necessary to, I think, ultimately be successful at Georgia Tech. Because, you know, yes, it's the ACC and it's a step down from where the SEC is, and we don't know what the future of that league looks like. But it's not going to be hard, in my opinion, with so many teams in there, where if you get your ducks in a row, you can contend for a playoff spot. There are going to be teams this year in the ACC, because I don't know how great Clemson is, and we'll see about Florida State with all the turnover they have. Someone's got to win that league. I'm not saying it's Georgia Tech this year, but they're going to be able, going forward, I think, to contend in that league because of Brent Key's vision, because of a certain toughness, being an offensive line coach that he brings. And, you know, again, I'm not saying that they're going to get close to Georgia, but with what I've seen from them and the way that they've played Georgia in recent years, they're getting closer to being in the right direction and at least being competitive on a year-in, year-out basis.
Hey, just real quick, as a follow-up with the ACC, I know we spent a lot of time focusing on Game 1, which, of course, is Clemson. Should Georgia fans, and as you mentioned, Mike Bobo, be a little bit worried about how much veteran leadership they have and, you know, defensive players are...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Return from that Clemson D?
Look, that Clemson defense is going to be good. They have guys, Peter Woods, Barrett Carter is a senior linebacker, as good as anyone in the country. That's going to be a great test, in my opinion, for this Georgia offense in terms of what they're going to be able to do and how they're going to go out there and attack. They have NFL-caliber athletes at multiple levels there on that defense. Where I get concerned when it comes to Clemson is on that offensive side of the football and just, you know, what if this game looks like what that game in 2021 looks like. I think Georgia's offense this year is at least on paper better than what that 2021 one was. But, again, with Clemson, you got to see it. And the last time Glenn Schumann had time to prepare for a Garrett Riley coach team was in the 2023 National Championship game against TCU. And that game was 65-7, if I recall. And so I think Glenn Schumann's going to have that defense dialed in. But I think when Clemson's on defense and Georgia's on offense, that is going to be an NFL-caliber matchup in terms of the way those two teams go about it and try and see who can get the best that day.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Good day, though, for Tech from a recruiting standpoint, and that's where it starts. I mean, Kirby came in and said, I'm going to recruit like crazy.
And I need to get bigger on the line, and they got some big guys on the line.
And he did, and look what it's turned into. Consistency is still through recruiting. I'm a true believer of that. I know we love the portal. You can supplement your roster. You ain't building a championship roster through the portal. You still have to recruit.
Amen, brother.
So, great stuff, man. Tell the people where they can find your stuff at.
Yep, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. We are now officially, or as of tomorrow, we will be closer to Georgia's third game of the season at Kentucky than we were to SEC Media Day. So season gets closer every day.
Right on, baby.
Cannot wait, man. It's gonna be a lot of fun. And the Dogs again. AP poll comes out number one over the Ohio State, which a lot of people didn't expect that. All right, Connor, we'll talk soon, man. Take care, buddy.
Yep, looking forward to it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.